Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So we open on a beautiful late spring morning in the idyllic Halcyon Botanical Gardens. There are flower arrangements stretching out as far as the eye can see of maybe not entirely local plants to Halcyon City's particular biome. And walking through the park, heading up to a very imposing building, we see Jace, Mitch, and Jason. So Alan, what does the edifice of Pantheon Sentai God Rangers HQ look like?
Well, it is lovingly termed Olympus for multiple reasons, but one of those reasons are the huge golden gates that separate it from the rest of the botanical gardens. But the architecture is very hodgepodge. There is obviously Grecian influence, but you also see some Japanese influence, some First Nation influence of the way the structure is kind of built, the arch around the gate. Jace is not transformed. He's walking with his friends, not in front of them, with them. He's a little nervous. He's trying not to let it show. But yeah, he's walking forward to the gates.
As you get within about 20 feet or so of the gates, they swing open, revealing more flowers arranged into like a little courtyard area. There are a few benches, a few seats, a few tables.
In the middle of this courtyard, there is a fountain of a beautiful woman holding a pomegranate. And out of that pomegranate leaks water, and out of her eyes leak water. And then around her, at the base, in a spiral formation, are different colored flowers that may not naturally be that color. White flowers, black, indigo, green, red, yellow, pink, blue, even gold, all spiraling out from this statue and kind of creeping up the walls as ivy and trellises.
And on a bench near the fountain are two people. One, an older woman in a lilac dress with steel gray hair that's kind of pulled tight up into a bun. And she is sat reading. And there is another figure that is lying down with a pillow under their head. She is currently wearing like a leather jacket over a orange shirt and a pleated plaid skirt that's black and orange. And you can see motes of orange kind of leaving the form as it replaces into white.
I walk up to the seated woman. Tia Patty?
Oh, hello, Jace. I suppose you're here for the War Council.
Yes, and he goes up to her and gives her a big warm hug. I want to introduce you to my friends. This is Jason, and this is Mitch.
And I will I'll bow my head in greeting and put out a hand. I don't know if she's going to accept it or not. I don't know etiquette for Olympus.
She rises to shake your hand.
There's no need to be nervous.
They're just people. They're my aunts and uncles.
Well, ma'am, I am happy to meet you. You have a beautiful garden. Thank you. Thank you for being here so that we had some adults to talk to. Mitch also shakes her hand.
Thank you so much for the kind words. It's been a pet project of mine for some time.
Tia Patty has quite a green thumb.
I'm what you might call a caretaker. Both of the garden and Gates of Tartarus.
And Jace is just beaming. Being like, yeah, this is my aunt.
Jason's just got his head cocked like, oh, okay.
Are the others here?
As far as I know, most of them are here. I believe Thor and Loki will be calming in. Unfortunately, Allie here is all tuckered out. She's been very busy. Gestures to the sleeping woman. She only got here about 30 minutes or so ago.
That's fair. And he turns to his friends. Allie is the one of us that really travels the most. She is the representation of Amaterasu in stewardship on this world. So she's a traveler.
I'm still just taking it all in.
It's kind of, look, you've met Jace, so you have an inkling of what this is, but this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We turned the basic way up, huh?
You might even say that we're into extra.
Can I get you some tea?
Oh, that'd be lovely, Tia. Can we follow you inside?
Oh, sure. She takes a long look at Allie. I'm sure she'll be fine.
I've never seen her be late for anything.
She leads you in to the God Ranger HQ proper.
So I think the first room is almost like Parthenon-y. It's big and open and lots of columns. There are like places for people to sit. It is huge without feeling empty or desolate. There are people moving about, not necessarily God Rangers, but maybe like contacts or people that work with the God Rangers. But Tia Patty kind of goes over to kind of a smaller kitchen area, which by that I mean it's probably the size of my entire apartment, where she like starts to fix tea. And there are like obviously well-worn and well-loved tables. Like, it's just bare wood, but you can tell they've been used a lot. Like, the table is kind of scratched, and it just looks very homey.
And she gets you guys, like, settled in and goes to prepare tea.
Jace turns to his friends and just smiles.
Is this, like, where you would come hang out after school as a kid? Like, did they babysit you here, just in this big garden?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
When my mom was a God Ranger, I would spend a lot of time here. That's how I got to know Ares really well. You know, that's why I'm as close as I am with Tio Pietor and, of course, Tia Patty.
So is she, like, in charge of death? Can you walk me through how that goes?
And he just smiles. Tia Patty is God Ranger Indigo, Hades. She is the mortal representation of judgment.
Okay. So is that, she's sincerely that nice, and that's not like...
Oh no, she is.
Like, she means it? She means it?
100%.
All right.
She is the kindest woman you'll ever meet.
Oh, good. Nice to hear. All right. That puts me at ease. Okay.
It's very the opposite of the Grim Reaper stereotype.
Oh. You got a point. I couldn't picture a Grim Reaper wearing lilac.
And when she harvests the soul, she usually brings cookies.
To the soul?
Biscuits, Jace, dear.
Biscuits.
Had to get that in.
Yes.
This is still slightly terrifying.
Oh, she's not going to harvest your soul. It's not why you're here.
But thank you for not bringing me to be murdered.
These are my family. They won't hurt you. We may not like what they have to say. We'll get there. But they're what I base goodness off of. These people are good people.
I will trust you.
Thank you.
And I'll put my hand on Jace's shoulder.
Patty brings over a tray of tea and hands Jace like a tablet. What are you expecting another?
Yes.
there's like a shot of surveillance of Gwen, and I'd like to cut over to Gwen walking up to these giant golden gates.
Right.
Steal the gates. Steal the gates.
I mean, Gwen doesn't look exactly pleased to be here, but he's walking at a normal pace and sees the gates and looks around. Are they open still, or do they close behind everybody else?
They close behind everyone.
He's sort of wearing like the big puffy, like hooded school jacket, because it's one of the cleaner things that he has, and it sort of like moves around as he pushes the gate essentially open, or at least tries to.
Yeah, you push it. There's some resistance at first, and then it swings open.
Okay. And he just sort of moves in. Yeah, I think he just sort of like watches them and looks at them, being all like, "Biscuits, we hung out here," and he's sort of just like, "Yeah, they're still the same." And sort of like, I don't know if there's any. I presume there's sort of like stuff all around. He just sort of like knocks his hand on something a little bit loudly. The meeting is going to be here, right?
Jace stands up very quickly, like probably quicker than he absolutely intended. Not enough to knock the chair over, but close, and he kind of catches it. Yeah. Well, not here. It will be in the Oracle's chamber. But Gwen, I'd like to introduce you to my Tia Patty. Tia Patty, this is Gwen.
That Gwen.
Jace turns brick red.
Gwen gives the awkward white person smile, but extends his hand. He's like, nice to meet you, Miss Patty.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've heard so much.
Well, not that much, actually. Could hear more. Kind of eyes you suspiciously.
If it was possible, Jace gets even deeper red.
And Gwen looks at her and sees she doesn't take the hand and sort of retracts it pretty quickly. Yeah, we could all. Yeah, I'm going to go sit over there now. And I sit at a table, like, adjacent to the table you guys are all sitting at.
And I'm going to lean over to Jace and kind of whisper in his ear, this is a bad thing if the embodiment of judgment wants to know more. Yes?
No.
And clap him on the back, and I'll go sit over with Gwen.
Hi, Jason. You're here. Sorry, of course you're here. Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Good, Wes. How are you?
Uncomfortable being here.
Same.
Yeah. But I mean, eager to hear what the plan is. In regards to this stuff?
I would also like to know what it is that we intend to do, other than die.
Yeah, that's kind of seems to be our general plan, our go-to, avoid death.
Don't die is a very strong strategy.
Should generally be first priority, it's true.
We're not going to be told a plan, Jay says, kind of looking over to Gwen and Jason.
I guess I'll turn my head to look at him then.
Yeah, Gwen kind of thought they were keeping it quiet, but he's like, oh, I guess we were quiet enough.
Oh, never mind then.
Like, oh, apparently other people are listening to us talk.
No, they were trying to keep it quiet, but this is a room that has nobody else in it, so it makes sense that you'd be able to hear it.
It's also marble, so like the acoustics in here are...
The acoustics in here are probably great.
We will have input and say on every aspect. We will. You, and he looks to his friends, Will.
Yeah.
Whew. So T, yes?
T is passed around, and I think Patty kind of sensing like the awkwardness of the setting in general, and being a product of that is probably causing more tension, walks over to Jace, like as you're sitting down, squeezes your shoulder, and just says,
I'll make sure everyone's settled in.
Thank you, Tia.
And she leaves.
In my mind, that translates to, this room smells like hormones and awkward teen interaction. I need to leave.
She has a strange sixth sense.
Is the tea pomegranate flavored?
I mean, it kind of has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The biscuits also. It's just pomegranate everything.
No, because that would just kind of be gross.
I think it's just a nice shortbread biscuit.
Oh, classic yes. Scottish shortbread.
As long as it's not ouzo flavored, we're good to go, because that is gross.
Yeah. I think she's also, depending on how long she's been around, she might know Gwen being uncomfortable for other reasons. So,
it's good to see you, Gwen.
Yeah, I was not sure I was going to come, but I did. So, yeah.
I'm glad you did.
It is a good thing that you can.
Yeah, I always feel better whenever we can all get together. I'm glad you came back to us.
I don't know if I came back. But I do know that I came back to help Kronos. And to help you guys stop this. But I don't know if I came back.
That's okay. We can deal with just one thing at a time. Save the world first and then we'll see what happens.
I think that's smart.
The decisions are not meant to be made quickly.
Yeah.
For now, let us help a colleague.
A friend, yeah.
A friend.
Yeah.
A friend.
Kronos, who, for the listeners, is currently dealing with a very interesting journal.
Who is not here, of course. Our friend who is not here. At the meeting. About their stuff.
Do we have an extra cup set at the table?
Just in case they decide to show up.
Mitch has taken some of the shortbread cookies and wrapped them up in a napkin and like put them in his pocket. Kronos shouldn't miss out. These are good.
Psychically eats from your pocket.
Oh my God, of course!
That's a fucking mood.
They've got to weirdly flex like that.
They knew. Yeah, the cookie sense is activated.
Across all time and all realities.
I sense a disturbance in the cookie force.
What's the point of being able to reality bend if you can't just eat cookies from your boyfriend's pockets?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that the new thing is Kronos is Cookie Monster. Like, I'm down for this.
Oh, yeah!
Sorry we made that choice for you, Eli.
Love you.
Sorry, it's canon now, bud.
Mm-hmm. Underneath the mask, just crumbs.
Crumbs and blue fur.
So I think there is a loud bell, a single, like, ring of a bell. It's time. Remember, they're just my family.
Your family does things in very ominous ways when I am already terrified.
Gwen looks at Jason and is like, your family is a group of ancient superheroes with god powers. Maybe they're just your family in normal circumstances, but to the rest of us...
This is intimidating, at the very least.
I'm sure they're nice, but I'm just letting you know.
That's fair.
From the doorway, you guys hear, yeah, we can be a fucking lot. It's the woman that you saw, like, passed out on a bench. Allie, and she's just rubbing the sleep from her eyes. It's, like, a lot when we get in there, but, you know... You get used to it. You guys aren't used to it, so I get it.
How long have all of you guys been active?
Yeah, Jace just kind of looks at Allie and kind of does the hem-haw kind of head movement. We never really ask about Tia Patty's age. Or Tia Matthias, for that matter.
If I'm honest, I'm pretty sure Patty's been alive for 1,000 years. Like, how do you get, like, that fucking precise at everything you do? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to break up whatever this was. I just needed coffee.
Patty's Persephone, right? Judgment, in some ways.
Well, 80s, but... And she's... Okay, so she's... None of us are, like, actually the incarnation of gods. Like, Jace ain't the personification of wisdom. You know? It's not how it works. We just get chosen for various reasons.
Usually because we do exhibit... one of the paramount aspects of the god. Some it's chosen before they were even born. Depends.
Yeah, I can get a bit weird.
And during this, Jace has been making her coffee the way she likes it.
I can need, like, several hundred of these before I go back.
Well, the bell's rung. We need to go to the Chamber of the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Lead the way.
Yeah. Lead the way.
She takes her coffee and starts leading you through Olympus. So the Oracle's Chamber, do you want to go ahead and describe it, Alan?
Sure. So the Oracle's Chamber, I almost see it like the Sage's Room from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, where there are like no walls that you can see. But like in the middle, there is a platform that's kind of glowing with water pouring down off of it. And in the middle is a circular stone table that has been painted in the colors of the God Rangers, each seat representing a different color. But you also see, like, leading up, that's the center of the room. Beyond that, there's kind of an audience area where other people can sit that looks a little bit more relaxed than the big formal table. You all just have a seat over in the back. We have to do a thing. and then we'll actually start business.
And I think already in the chamber, the first person you see is fully in their armor. Very different from the armor that you guys would have seen, because you've seen all like the Grecian flavors of God Ranger. So it almost doesn't look like armor. It looks like fur robes that are black with a kind of shiny black wolf's head. The visor is also in the wolf's teeth. As you guys walk in, they incline their head to Jace and kind of scan the rest of you.
You also feel light behind you, kind of that warmth, and flashes of blue and orange with no words. But if you were to look back over your shoulder, Allie and Jace have both armored up.
Right, you guys are going to do your Sentai God Ranger thing. I'll go sit down.
Kind of excited. I've never seen this many in one place before. I don't know if they do like a flag ceremony or a pledge or something. Maybe we can see a secret handshake.
Probably a gymnastic set to a particular band of music, something like Fusion Ha.
Jace waves to the Black God Ranger. Hello, Tio Matthias.
That's going to be an awkward thing for everybody to be saying.
Athena, Amaterasu.
Jace inclines his head formally.
And these?
Are my friends, fellow superheroes, ready to take on what comes.
We'll see, I suppose. There's a green and a yellow flash as two holograms appear sitting in their respective chairs.
So as we're witnessing all this, I'm going to lean over to Mitch and to say have a ceremony for everything that happens.
I'd imagine so. Like the fact that we just got to walk in and say hi and have tea is honestly a little underwhelming. Like I thought we'd have to undergo a trial or cross like a sacred bridge or something.
Maybe some riddles.
I'd love a riddle.
This is a trial. We have to watch them do this and make it through that. The long part where they all do the thing where they go like, Super God Ranger, Hua. It might take like 5 or 10 minutes and that alone will be, I mean, double time for me. So that's roughly 20 minutes worth of them doing that.
With all supposes, it's going to feel like a dance-off around the table.
Or like the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be torches involved. Yes.
Jace is so glad he's wearing his helm because he is grinning from ear to ear.
The Green Ranger is almost like kind of battle mage gear, like it's robes and like smaller pieces of armor. And there is a hood that shrouds the entire face. It is just darkness behind it. The other figure is in more furs, but also the armor that they do have that kind of covers their chest is almost like a wood grain pattern. And they have like that kind of full classic like Viking face helm. And walking in with God Ranger Mars, which you guys have all seen. Yikes.
God Ranger Marge, why do you just keep trying to give us war? I just think it's neat.
I just wanted to be Marge Simpson. I just wanted to be Marge Simpson.
God Ranger Marge.
The one following behind it is in a much like darker purple dress. There is like elements of the Grecian armor. She is wearing a skull helm with like purple flames out the back. and they all assemble at the table.
So on the table, there are three specific spots that are noticeably empty. White, pink, and gold. Instead of bodies in the chair, there are busts on the table representing the last person to wear that armor. So there is a bust of Leo in the pink area, but the bust for gold is so old that, like, facial features aren't super defined. It's very androgynous. And then, of course, the bust in white basically looks like an old man with a giant beard and long flowing hair.
So those who were sitting stand, and there's this kind of almost swell of tension as something is about to happen. And no one speaks for about 10, 15 seconds.
They are all turning and facing the white bust as this silence happens.
Wreathed in ice and stone, God Ranger Black stands before you. Clothed in Nanook's furs, the innocent shall be protected.
Shining in spirit and soul, God Ranger Indigo stands before you. With Hades scales, you shall be judged. Possessed of intellect and cunning, God Ranger Green stands before you. The weak will bow to Loki's might. Embraced in blood and fire, God Ranger Red stands before you. Bathed in Mars's glow, your evil ends here. Alive with thunder and courage, God Ranger Yellow stands before you. Wielding Thor's hammer, wickedness cowers before me. Inspired by hope, nurturing, God Ranger Orange stands before you. Resplendent in Amaterasu's moonlight, all evil shall be cleansed. And there is another pause as they look to the pink chair.
Guided by wisdom and justice, God Ranger Blue stands before you. In Athena's holy name, the truth will be revealed, and the wicked will be punished. And they all turn and look at the golden seat.
By all the gods in all the heavens, evil shall be smited, and peace will prevail.
And that last word just booms out into this chamber as they all, like, lift up their helms. Even if it doesn't look like they should lift, they all kind of do a lifting motion, and then their faces are revealed, and they place their helms on the table.
You all see that Gwen has visibly aged by, like, 7 years.
Are we supposed to clap or something now? What do we do?
I want this to be over.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fifth Watch. I hope you're enjoying this latest episode, and hopefully I managed to keep accents consistent so it's not too confusing. But I'm just going to take a break here to give you the regular mid-episode stuff. So if you'd like to find the show on Twitter, we are there at Lost Library Cast. If you'd like to send us an email, you can hit us up via lostlibrarycast@fifthdraw.com. And as always, our music is Save the World by Cambo. For this month's High Tide recommendation, I would love you to go and check out Soul Story. World of Malifaux is a mishmash of themes and genres that really shouldn't work together but somehow do, and it is a fantastic setting for a story, which is what the folks over at Soul Story are doing. It's an actual play using the Through the Breach roleplay game, and I think you really enjoy it. So if you'd like to find them, they are wherever you get your podcasts from, as well as on Twitter at Soul Story Pod. That's it. I'll let you get back to Jace's family gathering.
So a matter has been brought before us. Athena, would you speak on this?
I shall. I bring before you my friends, Mitch, Jason, Gwen, and a friend who could not be here, Kronos. Not that Kronos, but we'll get there in a minute.
This is Kronos with a CH.
As you are aware, a great evil is descending upon Halcyon City. The evil called Kronos. The one with a K. The one that is modeled. And he says that with what tries to be confidence, but you can tell he's not sure if he believes his own bullshit. Modeled after the Titan, which is still locked in Nyx. This creature is beyond history. a fragment of history that has unattached itself and is wreaking havoc. My friends, and he gestures to the rest of the heroes, they have already faced this once. We come seeking guidance, counsel, knowledge from when you have defeated Kronos before, and to let you know that we are more than capable of the task. And he sits back down slightly awkwardly.
I do not mean to be rude, but if you feel so versed, you come to us for guidance or permission, perhaps?
Given the scope of this threat, I felt that it would be foolish to not bring it before the council.
And what do we know about this Kronos, this iteration of them?
Jace kind of turns to his friends, kind of like, y'all can jump in anytime you want.
Gwen's got his eyes locked on Mars for the most part. So, I mean, he's sort of busy.
We, my friends and I, were taken to a different time, an alternate stream of reality, where we met the bodily concept of history. That concept told us that the Kronos we are fighting in this dimension was a part of themselves, but almost like a virus became infected. Hopefully you can understand why I felt it was important to bring it to the council. That even though I think that we do have a grip on this, that you should know, and any wisdom that you can impart upon us, I beg you for it.
If you believe yourself to be up to this challenge, I am more than happy to add my aid. Whether that be trapping the thing, is that a thing you believe that could happen? Is this something you can defeat, or is it too powerful for that?
I think Gwen raises his hand.
Jace visibly looks relieved.
I think part of the concern is that our friend is potentially part of this thing. And without knowing whether or not Kronos would be destroyed if we destroyed it, I don't know if apprehending it even is a possibility, but if we destroy it and it destroys Kronos, then we lost an important... It'd be a... looks around at them all, look of like, ugh, I don't like using this term because we're in a room full of like very Grecian, very old god people. It'd be a Pyrrhic victory.
Are you certain of this? Wouldn't one life be worth the sacrifice?
I don't want to speak for the rest of humanity. Yes, we would like to get rid of, imprison, kill, whatever it takes to get rid of capital K Kronos. But if we can't do that without getting rid of CH Kronos too, this is what we want to ask you about.
I would want Kronos's decision on that. I know I would sacrifice myself, but we can't answer that question for you because Kronos isn't here. And no offense, but I definitely don't trust any of you to make a decision on Kronos's behalf. So let's go with no, we won't. Do you have a solution to that problem?
I'm going to stand up at this point and I'll look around, take a deep breath in.
Scream.
Just right in the Nook's face.
The time that I remember is very short. So it is almost like I have not existed for very long. In that time, I am here before you with the only people that I can call friends. The idea of losing one of them hurts me deeply. I don't know what the answer is. I know that at the end of the day, we are fighting for reality itself, and we are asking for your aid. I do not want to lose Kronos, nor does anybody here speaking to you today. So we all must come together and find the solutions to the problem, or accept that reality as we know it may end. Help us. And I'll sit back down.
Nanook has had this kind of very stern look on his face during all of your speeches. And it takes one last look around and looks like significantly at Jace.
Jace sits with poise and confidence. Because with his friends, he can do anything. He doesn't doubt that for a second.
And in a moment of awkward need of support, I'm going to kind of try to go fishing to see if I can't get somebody to give me a handhold here.
I don't know who are you approaching with that, though? Are you just extending your hand to the middle of the thing? Like,
Mitch has got you. He knows Gwen isn't going to be up for this. It's fine.
Yeah, Gwen's not, definitely not in the place right now. Sweaties.
Gwen's more a fist bump person. At the end of the day, fist bump of solidarity.
Gwen's more, I suspect, one of these hoes of having thrown my dad in jail person right now. He doesn't trust any of these people.
As always, you have my support if you need it, no matter what course you decide to take.
Thank you to Mars.
I will leave it to my peers' judgment. I do not feel assistance I could give would be adequate nor wanted. If this is as wide-reaching as you say it is, then we will be on call, and Loki looks to Thor and they both kind of nod at each other. We will suspend our current mission if it becomes necessary. To trap a god, you need very certain things, and if this is as powerful as you say it is, I may be able to provide a means of imprisoning once I can understand your Kronos' position, then we can make a decision when it comes to that.
Jace nods appreciatively.
So do you have a plan at all?
Our Kronos is doing research at the moment. We have found that they have a library at their disposal. In that library are journals, and those journals contain secrets. Our plan will be based on the information found there.
Is there any chance I could have a look?
We can always ask.
I'd very much like to be informed.
Of course, Hades.
Which chains, which bindings will work?
Of course. I will ask straight away.
Can I ask, how did capital K Kronos get imprisoned in Nyx the first time? Were any of you, I know it's like rude to ask about ages, were any of you like around for that? Or do you have that, like, God sense memory in you? Or is it, like, written down? Can you tell us? That'd be nice.
This seems like very pertinent information if you have it, yes.
Like, if it happened once, we could probably do it again.
Some of us have access to previous lives, so I have an educated guess what might work. But knowing what we're actually facing would be a great help.
We ran into him at the high school, and he was large and
in charge.
Gwen looks at Mitch like, and red. He was large and red. And we know he's working with Sterile to produce soldiers? ?
You can definitely see a furrowing of the brow. When you mentioned Sterile and the production of soldiers.
Jace could probably speak more on that.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Jason, by the way.
Oh, no. I'm throwing the ball right back at Jace. I'm like, these are your people. Like, Jace or Jason, either of you guys can take the floor. Please feel free. There are a lot of adults looking at me right now.
Yeah, when you do mention Sterile, you notice Mars was like looking at you talking, because that's how things work. Even though I'm kind of picturing this strange circumstance of like a circular table and some people like having to crane over to like,
and we're just the randos on the outside trying to butt in on the conversation.
I have a very, very stupid idea. So once the conversation kind of opened up to everybody, the platform shifted. Yes. And the table went from being a circle to a rectangle, keeping the colors where they should be, and your seats moved up to the table, so everyone has a seat at the table.
Oh, Gwen would not like that at all.
We just got moving chairs? Okay, this is the kind of magic Mitch came here for.
Yeah.
Not like a woman manually making a cup of tea.
I need you all to do a Disney song before we leave, though. Like, I want a big production Disney song with choreography.
So when you do mention Starrow, I think all of you notice two things. Mars, who was, like, kind of watching you say this thing, like, looks away and kind of, like, looks down at the table, like, very concerned. And Hallie kind of visibly makes the expression that, oh, some dots have connected. Like, some things make sense now.
As a reminder to the council, my team and I rescued some of these children from Steros' clutches. Myself and Emma Tesseru, and of course, my friends.
And it seems likely that Sterile could get his hands on even more children. The president of our high school, Mitch is slightly embarrassed to admit in front of all these gods are still in high school, even though they already know. The president of our high school, Silverhawk, we believe he's been blackmailed by Sterile to feed some of our high school classmates into the soldier program.
Yes, once that piece of information became known to us, we have taken him into our custody.
Oh, good.
And this is still Mars, like, looking down at the table.
Thanks, Mars.
He's in your custody right now?
Yes, your principal is.
That man is a monster. Not the principal. Yeah.
I mean...
Jace turns to look at Jason and just gives him the kind of keep going, I believe in you, I'm here for you, like, support face.
Tell them about your trauma.
I know what you're about to say is very hard, but we're here.
I have suffered his ministrations, and as a result, I am both more and less than human. I suffer every day because what he did to me. And I hope one day I will feel right in my own skin again. But I know I will not while he still walks this earth. You fight for, we all fight for maintaining reality. But I will not know peace until I have had my justice, and it starts with him. And you can visibly see tears are welling in Jason's eyes. He's kind of choking it back, and he's going to sit down and try to play it cool. He's just not managing it, but, you know, you got to try to play it cool, right? You don't cry in front of a round table, rectangle table now. I'm sorry. full of strangers that you've just met and served you tea. That's not right. That's not how this works.
So I don't know if Jason and Mitch stopped holding hands from earlier, but if they did stop, I think now Mitch is holding your hand again because he knows that helps you out.
Yeah, I'm going to squeeze.
Squeeze away, buddy.
Oh, I'm squeezing.
If that is the case and he is in the employ of Kronos, then I believe my talents are best suited as crowd control. Do we know where this person is, or do you have a way of finding them?
Is he addressing me? I don't know who he's talking to in this particular situation, or is he casting out to the crowd?
He's still, like, not looking at anyone, so he's kind of, I guess, addressing it to the people who know the knowledge.
If you speak specifically to where Sterile is, I know that, given the chance, I believe he wishes to reclaim me.
I mean, he might also wish to reclaim the kids that we've relocated, but he hasn't made a move there.
My memories during that time are spotty, and I think this is a blessing. And I'm going to squeeze Mitch's hand again real hard.
Mitch, the Amber Tower.
Yeah, there is a... You're all partially local. I mean, your headquarters is here. You know that big, big office building, like hotel downtown, the Amber Tower?
Loki and Thor share a look of like...
What?
I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, it's in the skyline. It's the tallest building we've had. Like, if you've ever seen, like, you know, a Halcyon City postcard, it's the big one. It's that. We think they're holed up in there. There's one floor of that building that is attributed to a company that is, it's a ghost. I've looked into it. There's nothing there. There's a terrible website and nothing else. And we think all of this is a front.
So we have aware, and we have now an idea of what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
If your Kronos does deem it appropriate, I would very much like to have a look at any information they might have. Aside from that, we have a group of us that are willing to help you. Then I believe we can call this meeting to a close.
The first time we saw capital K Kronos was at prom, and I was slow dancing with CH Kronos. We were dates, and capital K Kronos showed up shortly after that, and I think we've seen them before when CH Kronos is angry. There's some sort of an emotional connection there, I think. We don't really know a lot about what it is or how we can utilize it, but there might be a tether we can pull on if we have to.
You mean like the Wizard Boy novels, Harry Potter thing? Is this a Harry Potter thing? Like with Voldemort?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he feels Voldemort through his scar. Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, I don't think Voldemort showed up during, you know, the Goblet of Fireball. So at least Harry got to have a nice dance. Kronos didn't.
What do any of these terms mean?
You should really read more.
Jace looks slightly offended, pulls out his phone, and makes a note. Lend Gwen all of Harry Potter.
Oh, I figured you were scheduling a movie marathon night.
Also that, but books come first.
Sure.
is this a hero?
Come on, you're a speedster. I assume speed reading is part of that gig, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? You'll never find out. If you give Gwen books, Gwen's gonna be like the devil. This is some anti-Jesus shit.
Actually pushes up glasses. If you remember from our one shot, Gwen read a bunch of comics in the span of a few minutes.
Exqueeze me.
Oh,
so
shit.
It is established.
Just because Gwen can speed read doesn't mean Gwen is going to speed read.
I only read trash things.
I read trash. Yeah. Gwen knows anime.
Wait, Harry Potter trash. Qualifies then.
No. Don't be rude to Harry Potter. You about to get us all fired.
The internet will come for us.
I think Gwen looks at it and is like, okay, I don't know this superhero, but maybe we could reach out to anybody who's also had a similar connection to a villain that they can feel. This is more mystical than it is superpower related, so it seems like it's up your alley, sort of.
I would also suggest that we reach out to anybody that has been rescued from Sterile. Perhaps they can provide more information than I can.
Oh, hey, you have two of those people.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like I thought about it. Is the game plan so far that we do not have enough knowledge and we need to gather this knowledge before we act? Is that where we have settled?
We know where they are hiding. We know what to look for Sterile's involvements within the city. And now we may have a tether to the big Kronos' activity. I would suggest that, if at all possible, Hades get the information that they desire, and we can move from there.
I think that is a sound plan.
Thank you for hearing us all out, even if we didn't come to the table with a lot of information yet. It helps to just know that basically gods have heard our prayers. See what's gonna happen with that. Thanks, guys.
You sound like a bad, awkward, open mic night stand-up comic trying to close out their set.
I do have a silverfish is here. Whoever the hell his name is.
Hawk.
Silver Flask.
I was about to say Silver Fox, but that's a particular type of daddy.
No.
I mean...
Not that daddy.
Mm-mm. I mean...
Silver Hawk.
Silver Hawk, yeah, that one.
Yes, we have him in our holding cells. Do you believe he is more of a key than he lets on?
I sort of look around to the others. And then turn back to them. In the golden age of heroes, as people like to refer to it, he was talking to somebody about something at a bar. It was a really long time ago. But if Kronos is a piece of history adrift from time, then Kronos might have talked to him. Maybe his thing with Sterile is recent, but the dirt that he has on him is old, very old.
Then our questioning will begin under those lines.
Would you like to participate in those questionings?
I don't think it'd be wise. No, I don't think that'd be wise.
Jace just nods.
Sit back down.
Before we wrap all this up, Jace, we do know some people that were involved with Starrow. Have we reached out to them at all?
Yes, we have.
I mean, one of them's in prison, so, you know.
But we have. And I'm still working on that case, actually.
Let me know if you need any help.
I appreciate it. But yes, we will be speaking with them as well. If we are adjourned.
I believe that is enough for today.
So now to describe the extra shit that they do when they're done. Okay. Yep. They all rise from the table as one, and then they go and stand in a little ring, shoulder to shoulder. They're still wearing their armor, but they all hold up their hands into the center of a circle, of the circle that they're making. And there's this beautiful prismatic light as their armor kind of fades away and snakes up their arms and turns into the mantles.
Divine blessings accepted. Blessed be to all people.
I feel like the Olympics theme is playing while this happens.
I'm tired. I ain't got nothing funny to say. Why don't I ever get to punch things? That's a good one.
I think we're trying to correct that right now.
Then let us go. Forth.
Raph, this is a role-playing game. You can do anything. You can punch Jace in the mouth.
I'm not going to punch Jace in the mouth.
Well, then stop complaining if you don't have anyone to punch.
I don't have anybody to punch. You need to give me punchable people.
Jace sometimes has some punchable moments, okay?
You're not going to McDonald's. We have food at home.
Jace is wearing an ascot. That does not mean that he's punchable. It just means he's got bad fashions. And those two things are not the same.
Says the man with three stolen outfits.
I've got three outfits. I'm homeless, you asshole.
Wow, harsh.
True.
Let's pray to the podcast gods for good content.
This is the content you deserve.
Not enough fighting again.
No one's fighting. This is not fighting.
Clearly, there's no punching, which is something that we need to do more of for rap.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.